In this video, we're going to learn more about what starters and steps are when you're creating flows using Google Workspace Studio. A starter is the event that launches your flow. Some examples of starters are you get an email message, a new form response being submitted, or a scheduled time like every Monday morning at 9 a.m. To get an overview of all possible starters, start building a new flow in Workspace Studio. In the right panel, you'll see all available starters for your flow. Most starters have required fields for you to fill out, and some also have an advanced section you can expand. But what if you aren't building flows from scratch, but instead are using templates? How can you identify the starter when using templates? On the Discover page of Workspace Studio, you see a list of all available templates. Note how each of the templates contains a description and app icons. The first icon shows the app associated with the starter. When you select the template, the first step is the starter, which you can customize according to your needs. Next, we want to look at steps. A step is a task or action the flow performs after it's started. You can add one or more steps to a flow. Some example of steps are Ask Gemini, which you can use to have Gemini generate text, get answers, and so on. The extract step can be used for Gemini to find and pull out specific pieces of information. Other steps are draft a reply, notify me in chat, add email attachments to Drive, and more. Just like with the starter, we see available steps in the studio editor. Each step that you select will have its own unique set of options that you can customize. For example, the Ask Gemini step has an open text box for you to add a prompt using natural language. You can also use variables, which are placeholders for information from starters and steps that can be used to pass information to later steps. Some fields accept only certain types of data. That's the reason that in this specific step, we only have access to the email variable in the field message to reply to, while in contrast, we have more variables to choose from in the message field. Some steps have an advanced section which you can expand and use for further customizing. Typically, flows have several steps and they run sequentially. If necessary, you can change the sequence of your flow steps by moving it either up or down. But keep in mind that changing the order of the steps impacts what information the steps have access to. As you can see on screen, we moved the draft a reply step to run before the Ask Gemini step. However, this sequence wouldn't be able to run because the draft a reply step is now trying to use a variable that hasn't yet been created because it needs the content generated by Gemini. A warning appears on that step in the left panel to make us aware that there is an issue. When we try to turn on the flow, we see an error message. To fix this issue, we simply move the draft a reply step to run after Ask Gemini. Now that we have covered starters and steps, it's time to learn more about variables. We've put together a dedicated video for that, which I invite you to watch. And please, subscribe to this YouTube channel for more such Workspace Studio tutorial videos.